So what are we talking about Wednesday night?
Oh, you don't do this to me.
Well, it's better to do it to you than me.
Oh, what do you think?
What do you think? That's right.
And you ask, well, is he gonna or not?
Yeah.
And we right. said, sure.
Yeah, thank you.
You get points.
Right. What do you think about the Word of God? What do you think when the Word of God says, "May God grant you"? What do you think? What are you gonna declare about that? Yes, He is, or I don't know if He will or if He won't. You know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, God just done amazing things in your life, amazing things in our midst. I can't believe Paula isn't up here running around sharing some of the praise reports. She's just been this far off the ground and just excited. Don't you want to tell us about anything? Or do you want to wait until Gabe's here or wait for other things? Or, you know, do we?
Well, I mean, part of it isn't mine.
Okay, well, that's okay. Part of it isn't. But still, we just like to enjoy each other's exuberance.
Amen.
Part of it is game song.
Yes, it is.
But, you know, they ate a whole piece, rather. You know, went out to Belfort to get with some stuff at land and things like that. But anyway, in all of it, was just praying, confessing God's wisdom and guidance, and now I have the best business partner in the world.
Hallelujah.
I work on this real estate deal.
Praise God.
I found peace and was able to. I found peace though. And then we'll just see where God takes all the rest of it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's right. God's interested in your business. He's interested in everything about you. And, what do we think about that idea? You know, it's so important. The more that God takes me through the scriptures, checking for my response, the more I realize I don't know how to respond. To really respond. You know, it's one thing to say, oh, amen. You know, I mean, that's kind of, oh, amen. That's kind of like, well, of course I'm a Christian. Of course I believe it. Of course. But, you know, there's a difference in a, you know, it's kind of like, it's like a thing of where, you know, if Vicki says to me, "I love you, Bonnie," and I say, "I love you." I know sometimes she would like more exuberance than that. And I know that I should give more exuberance than that. But, you know, we should have a better response to what the Lord says to us. We really should. I mean, we should expect what He says. We should expect that He means it. And consequently, then, you know, our response, our enthusiasm is heightened. You know, it's like Paul said, "I got the best business partner in the world." You know, it just about got away from her there. I mean, it was like she's controlling herself for us, praise the Lord. You know. She doesn't have to do that, most friends, but you know, I mean, it's like, you can just see it. It couldn't just say no when she declared that. Part of the reason that declaration becomes so much more enthusiastic is because when you're in the middle of experiencing that, when you're in the middle of Him confirming His Word, when you're in the middle of Him doing abundantly above and beyond what you could hope for or imagine, when you're in the middle of it happening, it's like, wow! Well, the thing is that we need to expect it to be continual. Not like, well, God was good that time, but I can't expect Him to be good all the time. I can't expect Him to just, you know, do everything. But in the meantime, as we're doing that, we've got to be watching over ourselves. We've got to allow the Lord. We need to measure ourselves by the Word of God. We need to make sure. You know, we can't expect God to bless us if we're not being a blessing. It just isn't going to happen. We just can't. Because God works the other way. And so we want to work with God the way that God works. And so we want to make sure. I know James Robinson used to say, you know, he's now a man of no reputation. He was a man who wanted to get a reputation. But now he's a man of no reputation. God had him sit down instead of stand up. And when he sat down, they began to touch more and more and more and more and more and more, and more people. But less and less and less and less people, except for those that are watching him. And wonderfully enough, they have a television program that a lot of secular people watch because they address all sorts of things and call it life today. But a lot of people don't remember who he is.